mouth. I'll break it up, chew it up, and swallow it. Then swallow a string into my stomach, cut myself in the front of the chest, pull it out through to the front of my body.
Yes, yes. It's kind of a flossing technique that's a little offbeat from most.
And I'm going to be taking red-hot metal and licking that. I'm going to be chopping stuff up, blades on my chest. Concrete blocks will be broken over my body. But what I'm most famous for, and I got the name the Torture King for, is something I do which would appear to cause me pain, appear to cause injury, but I do this without pain or injury or very minimal injury. And so I take very sharp pieces of wire, like sharpened bicycle spokes, and I put them through actually the muscle tissue, as you can attest to. You've seen this, not just skin, but right through the middle of the muscle.
Everybody's squirming in their seats in the studio here, Zamora. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. And it goes right through the very center of the arm. The bicep pops out the other side. I take another one. I put it in my mouth, under the tongue like a thermometer, and keep pushing down.
Ugh.
And it goes right down through the bottom of my chin until it pops out right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see this.
I'm telling you. Now, I mean, as crazy as the description sounds, you just want, having seen it personally, you just won't be able to completely grasp the concept until you see it. Now, Zamora, you mentioned the light bulb eating bit, where you eat the glass. And the best part about that when we were out in Vegas is before we went to Zamora's show, he came by the broadcast site over at Mandalay Bay and did a radio interview with us there in person. And he had these light bulbs, and he smashes them up in the paper bag, and he just ate them. He just ate all the glass. But the best part was George Foreman was about 5 feet away, and it was freaking him out.
I bet it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, if you detect a little bit of lisp here with Zamora, as far as I know, you were not born with that. That is because at some point you made the decision to fork your tongue like a snake, correct?
Yes, just a little bit. Not extremely, but my tongue is kind of split at the end. I did this. A friend of mine who lived in Santa Cruz at the time had done that to herself. And this is what I did. I did this without the aid of a doctor or anything like that.
Well, the two of you must have had some kick-ass dates.
I wouldn't expect the Torture King to use a doctor anyways.
No, of course not.
No.
It's great. No, it's like a snake tongue, you know, and he can kind of move the two sectors independently. It's amazing. Now, Ruben brought up an interesting question here, one of my guest hosts here, Zamora, and he was wondering, you know, what the Zamora the Child Torture King was like, how this went over with Mom and Dad and, you know, their first impressions of seeing what was happening here.
Well, this was something I read about when I was very young. I read about this in books, and I thought, well, that's kind of cool. I'd like to see that happen, but nobody was doing it, so I began to teach myself very slowly over time. But, you know, my mother, I tell her I'm a fire eater, and she's totally freaked out by it. So I don't tell her anymore. It's like, you know, she's like, oh, don't hurt yourself eating fire. But I said, okay.
So she's never seen one of your shows.
I figured she'd probably figure it out by now because I've been on some TV shows. Incidentally, people might have seen this, some of this on TV, because I've been on quite a few recently.
Even, yes.
On the Discovery Channel, it's a show called More Than Human.
Uh-huh.
But you can probably attest to, even if you've seen this on TV, there's really nothing like seeing it live.
No, there really isn't, because you can't really see the bodily secretions until you get up really, really close. I mean, there at the end of the show, when Zamora had the skewer going through his mouth and out the bottom of his chin, he was in the process of removing it. I got to watch him remove it, and as much as I enjoyed meeting you, I was so thankful that you didn't shake my hand at the end of doing that. This is Zamora the Torture King. He is going to be performing at Ticket Stock Sunday at 2 o'clock. Now, it's not in the main room because this show is not for the squeamish and it's not for everybody. So if you want to see it, get in line early and get a good spot.
Hey, Zamora, I was reading your bio the Big Dick gave us, and I noticed that you use several techniques, martial arts, hypnosis, Middle Eastern teachings, science anatomy. What type of tricks or illusions or whatever do you do that you use hypnosis? I mean, how does that come into play?
Well, what's going on, when I'm doing the control of the pain, it's very much like self-hypnosis or meditation, because what I have to do is change the focus of what I'm paying attention to. All the techniques you use for controlling pain is the change of focus. In fact, medically or technically, they might call it attention redirection. So that's actually the very old and very, very, even to this day, use of hypnosis as pain control. And that also controls how the body reacts to the trauma. So that's pretty much it for for the most part, is overcoming the pain and also the fear of the feet themselves. In fact, the first time you do these things, there's a natural, the body has a, you know, instinctive reaction to not do these type of things. Like when I'm looking around on poker,
right?
You know, it's just the first time I did that is like, you know, my body saying to me, you shouldn't stick a red hot poker in your face.
Well, thank God you still have that instinctive reflex.
How
so I
often
actually had to overcome that. So.
Right.
How long does it take you to recover? As in, how many shows do you do either a day or a week? And do you need a recovery time?
Well, I've done this. I'm doing the show in Vegas right now. It's at a Bourbon Street Casino in Las Vegas. I do this Friday and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I've done it before where I toured, doing it almost every day. And in October, I've worked at a Knott's Berry Farm where they have a Halloween event there, and I've done something to like 4 to 5 shows a day for almost every day in October.
How would you like to imagine this Sunday morning? You live here in the Metroplex. You've lost all your money in Vegas. Sunday morning, you're flying back. You're all depressed. You're sitting next to Zamora, and he's just leaking all over the place.
I bet the tricks get easier on the fourth day because you're going through the same hole, for goodness sakes, right?
Well, but that's not necessarily true, is it, Zamora?
I actually try to move it around so I don't get too much scar tissue built up. Because one thing that will hurt is going through scar tissue. So that's... I have to move things around. I keep in the same general area because I'm avoiding like arteries and things like that. But I've got to keep moving it around too.
What a pall that would cast on ticket stock if we hit an artery.
Oh, gotta hit an artery.
This is Zamora the Torture King. His website, mindandmatter.net, if you want a little bit of a preview, or on our website, bigdickhunter.net, you can see the pictures that we took in Vegas up close and personal with Zamora. Now, going back to the book, and I wanted to ask you a couple more questions about this, Zamora, because since we saw you, I really did enjoy this read. It's called Circus of the Scars, that Zamora co-authored with the road manager of the Jim Rose Circus Sideshow. And you had not only you in that troupe, but you had Matt the Tube Crowley, you had Mr. Lifto, you had Slug, who transformed into Enigma, and people may have seen him before. He's the guy with the puzzle pieces tattooed all over him that he had colored in blue. And first of all, I wanted to ask you that. Is that maybe about him? Because is that maybe the most extreme case of someone you have ever seen really becoming their art?
I would say it would be the most extreme case. There's some people kind of going that way these days. But back then, certainly, it was like kind of like the beginning of something. There's actually a few people out now who are kind of doing full body tattoos. But at that point, we'd basically read about somebody who did something like this in, like, you know, 1910.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of inspired by that. So what's going on with a lot of these things is that we're reviving kind of a lost art form. But, yeah, that was certainly nothing I would ever do.
Man, see, okay, you know something's wrong when you Zamora the Torture King sitting next to you going, dude, you're crazy. I don't think I would do that.
I'm not doing that.
No. All right, and one more thing about that, because in that book, from beginning to end, you know, I would read the book, and it was sort of like your show. I mean, you never really get used to what you're seeing, but at the same time, as I'm reading these very vivid descriptions, I kind of get accustomed, I guess I would say, to the daily goings on of the show. But one thing that never would sit straight with me was the bile beer bit.
Oh, yeah,
and I want you to explain to people what this is that didn't hear about that part of the show.
Well, what this guy would do, he made this bigger and bigger, but he basically made his own kind of stomach pump. He made this himself. And
this was
like
Matt the Tube Crowley, right?
Tube Crowley. Okay. And you'd take a long tubing, surgical tubing down his nose, and it had this big kind of syringe thing at the end of it. He'd fill it up with beer, and then very quickly, it'd be like, you know, a cup, 2 40-ounces worth of beer.
He'd shotgun it.
Just kind of, it would go into his stomach within 20 seconds, the entire contents. And then he'd
imagine being in his fraternity.
Yeah. It went over well with people who were into that, for sure. But, you know, you pull back in the plunger and the suction, it sucks most of it back out of the stomach.
Oh.
That was very surprising. We were doing that. But one time, somebody in the show, it was actually Slug, now the Enigma, said, oh, I'll drink it. And So he came and drank it on stage, and then after that, he got another glass of it and offered it to somebody in the audience, and somebody came up, and then it started being the people would fight for it, we'd say. Would anybody like some of the beer? And there'd be more people on stage wanting to drink it than there were glasses available, which is just very strange to me. I wouldn't drink out of the, my friend's stomach.
That cannot be healthy.
Good thinking. I never could.
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, it was the craziest thing I ever heard. I'll tell you what, Zamora, we've got Ruben here who's in a 12-step program. You just kept him sober for another 2 weeks by telling that story.
Actually, I'm glad they didn't. I didn't know that procedure. I could have been in big trouble.
What a way to talk about a beer bomb. All right. Well, Zamora, I'm telling you, I've been the driving force behind this. I don't mind taking credit for your appearance here at Ticket Stock because, absolutely. Yeah. No, ever since we saw you in October, I came back. It was like coming back with tales from the Far East. You know, I was like, I have seen this Zamora. We must bring him in. So I started lobbying for it, and fortunately, I found some other freaky people up here who were in positions of power and decision making. So they signed off on it, and you're going to be at Ticket Stock Sunday at 2 o'clock in our P1 Wild Ass Circus tent. Now, I understand that tomorrow morning, are you doing an interview with one of the other guys on our station? Have you heard about this?
No, I have not heard about it.
You know, if this happens, maybe if you haven't heard about it, I don't know, it might not be ironclad, but we have a guy on our station whose name is Norm Hitzkus. And he's not listening right now, but I'm going to whisper just in case he is. Now, the thing about Norm is he's quite a bit older than the rest of us. He's sort of like our crazy uncle. You know, he's in his mid-50s, I guess. And let me just say that where your act is right up our alley, it's not necessarily going to be right up his.
Okay.
Now, he just recently had some surgery, and back surgery. And what I was thinking might be funny is if you are on with him, first of all, say the name Big Dick's P1 Wild Ass Circus a lot because it makes him very uncomfortable.
Sure.
You know, and you'll, of course, be talking about the fact that you'll be in our tent on Sunday. But also, make mention of the fact that you heard that he had had his spine removed and that you might have a fit in your troop for someone that could, you know, become Norm the Snake Boy or something.
Oh, man.
The spineless wonder.
Just give him a good razzing for us, okay?
Well, I don't know if I could be that cruel, but
okay.
Sure.
Yeah, that's excellent. Excellent.
The Torture right. King can't be cruel.
Can't wait to see you Sunday, 2 o'clock at Ticket Stock. We'll see you then, okay, Zamora?
We'll be there.
Flying out overnight. I'm going to do the show in Vegas on Saturday night, get on the airplane, fly right there. So
we'll be there to meet you. See you then.
Okay.
All right. There goes Zamora. I wish I could tell you more about what this whole obsession with the show is on his part. I really don't.